Amen. We decree and declare that this is the day that the Lord has made. We decree and declare that we are the healed of the Lord on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that by his stripes we are healed. We decree and declare life on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare peace be still and know on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare unity in this sweet communion of the Holy Spirit on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare clarity over our lives on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare angelic visitations take place on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare abundance on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the love of the Lord begin to surround and encompass the hearts of your people on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare divine connections in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord surround us, and it's the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and the lives of our families and the lives of your people all around the world in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the prophetic declarations over their lives come to pass on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare right relationships take place now on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare prosperity. Send now prosperity, O Lord, on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the turnaround take place now in the hearts, minds, spirits, and souls of your people in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the double portion happen on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare right direction. Let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare favor, travel around people that are coming and while they're going in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare escalation and promotion over the lives of your people on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare money-making money ideas, creative, intuitive ideas happening on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare power, love, and a sound mind on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare God loads us daily with benefits, for he is our salvation in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the manifestation of your word take place now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare open doors, open opportunities for your people on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the pour out of the blessings which we have not yet room to receive on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that we are the lender and not the borrower on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that we are the head and not the tail on this day in the name of Jesus. Oh, Prophetess Darlene, let's open up the windows of heaven and begin to minister in our tongues.
Amen. Yes, and yes. Father God, thank you for this opportunity once again to come together in your presence, Lord God. Thank you for your presence that is with us, Lord God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. Even when things are going on in our lives and in the world, you are worthy to give thanks and honor and glory to, Lord God. You are always in control, and we give you thanks and praise for that, Lord God, that you are ordering our steps, even when we do not see it or comprehend what's happening or what you're doing in our lives, Lord. We don't see the whole picture. Thank you, Father, that you are moving us forward, even into victory, Lord God. Thank you in advance for testimonies that are going to come, Lord God, from this midnight cry, that there'll be many testimonies, Father. And thank you for continuing to bring victory in situations, Lord God, that have been lifted up to you in prayer. We declare and decree peace in situations, Lord God, that are causing upset, Lord, even in our lives. And in this situation, just pray and declare peace in the situation for those that are suffering, even in Las Vegas, Lord God. Console, be the comforter, Lord God, for those who are mourning, Father God. And thank you for doing so, Lord God. We lift them up, Lord God. Thank you for your grace that protected so many as well, Father God, even from my own hometown. Thank you, Father, so much for your testimonies that are going to come on this midnight cry. Thank you for favor. Thank you for continued direction, Lord. Thank you for even seasons of prosperity and breakthrough that you are preparing us for and bringing us into. Thank you for the company of prophets and Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah for safe travels as they went to Ghana and have arrived back safely, Lord, and for the testimonies they have, Lord God, of new connections there and just the globalization of the prophetic that is happening, Father God. Thank you for the work you are continuing to do with Book of the Month, Lord God, and preparing each of us who are registered for even now for Prophecology in February, Lord God, and the good things you are going to have there as well, Lord God, and continue breakthroughs and testimonies. Continue to put perseverance in our hearts, Father, and as you direct our path to continue to run the race you have given us to run, that we may accomplish your will and plan for us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Prophetess Bethany.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for every life here on the line. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you and lift your name on high even now, Father God. We thank you for your mercies, your favor, Father God. We thank you for your love and your kindness even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for our children and our elders even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for replenishing us. Father, thank you for restoring us, Father God. Thank you for refilling us daily, Father God. Thank you for this new day even now, Father God. Thank you for giving us the strength to make it through, Father God. Father, thank you for your foundation even now, Father. Father, thank you for divine peace, love, and joy, Father God. Father God, allow peace to reign in our hearts and our spirit and our homes even now, Father God. Father, thank you for allowing no weapon formed against us to prosper even now, Father God. Thank you for directing us and leading us. Thank you for ordering our steps even now, Father God. Father God, we'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you for right relationships, Father God. Father, give us the wisdom on what words should come out of our mouth, Father God. Thank you for allowing us to know what it is to have a godly love, Father God. Allow loving words to flow through our lips. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Father, we just thank you this evening, this morning, God. We thank you for a new day, and we thank you for a new joy, God. We thank you, Father God, and we pray for those that are on the line that have needs, Father God, and desires, and Father God, even have challenges this day, God. But Father God, we thank you for your grace is sufficient. We thank you for your mercy endures forever. We thank you, Father God, that you are, Father God, a God, Lord, that as we give thank offerings to you, Father God, you are a God that hears your people and the cries of your people, and you will respond, Father God, to the prayers of the righteous. We thank you, Father God, that the prayers of the righteous prevaileth much, God. And as we stand in agreement and as we pray for one another, God, we pray for unity. We pray for peace in our nation, Father God. We pray for comfort, Father God, that you will comfort, God, those that mourn, God. And we comfort those that mourn in Zion, God. We ask, God, that you would give them the oil of joy, Father God, and that you would give them beauty for ashes. We ask that you would restore, Father God, the desolate places, Father God, and those places, Father God, that you would rebuild, Father God, and this time your name would be known and be made great, Father God, in every area, God, where there's been desolation, where there's been, Father God, things that have actually turn the hearts of the people, Father God. But Lord, we pray because you said in the last days and times that you would turn the hearts of the father back towards the children. We pray for households, Father God, that there'll be unity and family and connectivity, Father God, in our households, Father God, in our communities. We pray, Father God, for our government. We pray for our leadership. We pray, Father God, for peace in the White House, God. We pray for direction, Father God. We pray that you would speak, Father God, and they would understand and hear your words, God, and follow through, God. We thank you this evening, Father God, even for our leadership, Father God. We thank you for their safe return. We thank you, Father God, that they have gain territory, Father God, and that they have been blessed coming in and blessed coming out. We ask, Father God, for a rhema word, Father God, that you would begin to pour out your spirit on all flesh, Father God, and that you would give them, Father God, wisdom, new direction, Father God. Father God, a word, a life-changing word, God, a word that transforms, God, because your word is, Father God, powerful, and your word will never return unto you void, and your word is a lamp unto our feet. We pray for direction this evening, God. We pray, Father God, that the footsteps, our footsteps will be ordered by you. We pray for the angelical host, Father God, for guidance. We pray that the Holy Spirit will be our compass and lead us and guide us into all truth. Let truth, Father God, be within our inward parts, God. Be a shield and a buckler towards us, Father God. We ask, Father God, that you would cover us with your blood. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you for the angelical host. We thank you for the clouds of witnesses, Father God. We even ask, God, that you send help from the sanctuary for everybody on this phone line. For everyone has challenges. Everyone has something, God, that they have dealt with or dealing with. And, Father, we thank you for favor. We thank you for the grace and the mercy to endure, God. And, Father God, we thank you, Father God, for the prophetic order. We thank you for the company of prophets. We pray for unity. We pray, Father God, that we will walk in love and that we will walk in peace and that we will walk, Father God, in cohesiveness, Father God, and that, God, we will have a life-changing word for the world, God, that will transform, deliver, and set free. We thank you that you came to set the captive free, and you said greater works we shall do. We thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit, for greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we thank you, Father God, that we are a beacon of light, and that, Father God, that we, Father God, are the transformers, and that we, Father God, shall transform, renew, and restore. God, I give you the praise this evening. I thank you for who you are. I thank you for being, Father God, El Shaddai. I thank you for being, God, the God that heals, Jehovah Rapha. We thank you, God, for being Jehovah Nisi. God, be the banner across this country, across this nation, and in every household, God. We say thank you, God, and we give you the glory, the praise, and all honor. Honor belongs to you. In Jesus' name we thank you, God. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we make a joyful noise unto you, O God, and we come before your presence with singing, O God. And thank you, God. Truly thank you for this day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, O God. O God, I want to thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us and our children, family and loved ones and all around and whom all around us, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for your healing power, God. We want to thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for your wings of the mornings bear us away from darkness and fear, God, and bring us light and blessed hope, God. We want to thank you, God, for protecting us by thy might. Oh, great God, thank you, Lord. We want to thank you, God, for redirecting our lives towards your great ends, God, of service and kindness and spiritual well-being, oh, God. Oh, God, we want to thank you, God, for the light of this new day, oh, God, and may the sunshine of your presence shine upon our souls, oh, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for answering the cry of your people, God. We want to thank you, Lord, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh, God. We want to thank you, God, that you are the same to yesterday and today and forevermore, God. We want to thank you, God, for being our source and our supplier, God. And God, we want to thank you, Lord, for guidance and help that you give us, so we can dwell together in unity, God. And we want to thank you, God, for blessing the schools and college and all the institutions of learning, oh, Lord. Oh, God, we want to thank you, God, for canceling any attack from the enemy, God. We want to thank you, God, for you are our refuge, oh, God. We want to thank you, God, for setting us free, Lord. We want to thank you, God, for favor. We want to thank you, God, for scattering our enemies, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for comforting and graciously regarding those who are afflicted and who are sick, God. Oh God, we want to thank you, Lord, that you are bigger than anything that come our way, even in Las Vegas, God. We want to thank you, God, for wrapping your arms around the families who had maybe suffered affliction among of their loved ones that's there, oh God, that was there during the shooting, God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for working for our good, God, even in places we can't see, God, in circumstances that we can't fully understand, God. We want to thank you, God, for being with us right in the midst of all of the storm, God. And God, we want to thank you, Lord, that whoever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, O God. And God, we want to thank you, Lord, for traveling mercies, Lord. We want to thank you, God, for protecting us through air, by air, land, or sea, God. And we want to thank you, Lord, for being with us wherever we may be, O God. And we want to thank you, God, for keeping us mindful of your presence, God, with us, wherever we go. And we want to thank you, God, for letting us come home safe and sound, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for being with our leader, God, Master Prophet, God, and our leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, all the prophets and prophetess and families and children of the leaders, God, that went on that the journey to Africa. Thank you so much, oh God, for answering our prayers and keeping them safe from harm to soul and body. Thank you, God, for letting them come home safe and sound. We thank you, God, in your precious, mighty, and masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for this day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives. And thank you, God, for the opportunity to come again this morning and praise you and to seek your face and to be thankful for all that you have done for us, God. And I thank you for each and every person on the line, each and every prophet on the line. Thank you for the leadership of Prophetess Darlene. Thank you for the vision of the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah. God, bless them in a mighty way and give them rest in their bodies and in their souls. Strengthen them for the tasks that they have ahead of them. And God, I ask you to look upon each and every person listening in on the line. Bless them, God. Strengthen them. Touch their minds. Touch their bodies. Prosper them. Give them peaceful rest and peaceful sleep. Bless them in their families, in their homes, God. Bless them on their jobs. Bless them in their going and their coming. And anyone who is sick and shut in, Lord, touch their bodies. Touch them in a mighty way. Comfort them and heal them, Lord, because you are the healer. You are our supply. And God, I want to thank you for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. I heard her voice tonight, and she is doing wonderful. Thank you, God, for bringing her to a completion in health and wholeness, God. Prosper her hands and the things that she has set out to do, God, as she waits on you and on your supply, God. Bless Prophetess Barbara Tucker, wherever she might be on tonight, and Prophetess Mascarene and her son and anyone else who needs your touch, God. Thank you, Father. I ask you to look upon my family, God. Bless them in a mighty way. Strengthen them, protect them, and show them your mighty hand, God. Teach them what it is to serve you. God, let me be an example to them. Thank you for the healing of my body, God. And thank you for your healing and your loving supply, your provisions. Thank you for being my Jehovah Rapha, my Jehovah Jireh. Thank you, God. I love you. I praise you. I give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for girding us with your strength, for making us like trees planted by the waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the river. For even though weeping may endure for a night, we know that joy cometh in the morning. As you surround us with your peace that surpasses all understanding, I ask that you will touch the people in Puerto Rico, in Las Vegas, those who are going through civil unrest. Thank you for the peaceful and safe return of Archbishop Master Prophet Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan and the company of prophets, Lord, continue to unite us. And I thank you for allowing everyone on this line to complete their path and experience walking into what it is to be perfect, whole, and complete. And Lord, I ask that these words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen.
Father God, we just thank you for the dawning of a new day.
Father, we thank you for every prayer that has been uttered on this line. We thank you for the sacrifices, Lord. We thank you for the safe return of our Archbishop, Master Prophet, even our Jordan, our leading lady, Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan. We thank you for the company of prophets. We thank you for the mission that went forth in West Africa, Ghana. Father, we thank you for the liberty, and we thank you for the joy that you bring us into from one day to another. Father, we thank you for the push to move forward. We thank you for the confidence for birthing forth our new ideas. We thank you for world peace, Lord. We thank you for covering the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, Las Vegas. We thank you for your love and your compassion for your people. We thank you for your angels that covers us worldwide. Father, we thank you for the breakthroughs in relationships, marriages, business opportunities. Father, we thank you for the safety and protection of every listener on this line. We thank you for those that's coming, Father, that's going to be in our presence in unity, Father. We thank you for the yes. We thank you for the yes of persistence, consistency to be on this prayer line, Father. We thank you for the opportunity to be on this prayer line, Father. We thank you for you being our source, Lord. We thank you for the guidance. Father, we thank you for covering our family. We thank you for covering our children from the north, south, east, and west. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Father God, I want to thank and praise your name, Lord God, for just being our leader, oh Father God. I want to thank you for being giving us favor, oh dear God, and mercy, oh Father God. I want to thank you for right walking in right relationships, oh Father God, and connecting us with right relationship. I want to thank you for reconciling us back to you, oh Father God, where we have sinned and fall short of your glory, Lord God. I want to thank and praise your name for the Master Prophet Ebonar Jordan and leading lady Deborah Jordan for safe travels and all the company of prophets and those that went with them to Africa and made it back home safely, Lord God. We want to thank you, Lord God, for the special anointing that you have put upon them, oh dear God, so that they will have a fresh word for us, oh dear God, so that we will have great leadership and upliftment and great elevation in this season, Lord God. I want to thank you for Deuteronomy 30:19, which states, I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. Lord God, I want to thank you, Lord God, for just giving us protection so that we may live more abundantly in you, oh Father God. I want to thank and praise your name for just blessing our children on today, Father God. I want to thank and praise your name for just honoring marriages on today, oh dear God, and letting them communicate more effectively, Lord God. I want to thank and praise your name for the children that walk and don't have the right supervision, Lord God. We ask that you bring the supervision back to their lives or give them the mentorship that they need in this season, Lord God. And those that still are lost and out on the streets, Lord God, we ask that you bring them back into the fold, oh dear God, or get a mentor that's going to lead them to the storehouse of Father God so that they can gain wisdom and knowledge in this season, Lord God. We thank and we praise you for the favor that you continue to bestow upon us. We thank you for healing, Lord God, because, Lord God, you said by your stripes we are healed, Lord God. I want to thank you for just continuously touching my body, oh Father God, strengthening me each and every day, Lord God. I want to thank you for blessing my family, Lord God, and keeping us together, oh dear God, and keeping us in right relationship with thee, oh dear God, especially the new saints that have accepted you as their personal Lord and Savior, Lord God. Lord, I want to just thank you for the company of prophets, oh dear God, that we will continue to bind and connect with one another to be more friendly, to show ourselves more friendly, Lord God, and lovable, oh dear God, so that the world can see that we are the children of light, Lord God, that we will continue to shine brightly above the darkness that continue to be spread upon the world. Our leaders in leadership, oh dear God, that you will give them a right mind so that they can stand up and fly right, oh dear God. We bless them and we praise them. And Lord God, we just ask that you continue to bless the fivefold ministry, Lord God, so that we continue to follow your commission to spread the gospel. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and give thee thanks in advance for allowing us to continue to withdraw from your bank, Lord God, without having a substantial seed to sow and to deposit. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Prophet Joshua.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you for each and every prophet and prophetess on the line. We thank you for the lives of your people even around the world. Want to lift up those that are even in Las Vegas and Puerto Rico, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for the divine healing. And right now we speak life, Father God. I want to thank you for the peace of the Lord that's going to continue to surround your people, Father God, even now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I want to thank you for touching all of our leaders, our Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father God, for their vision to globalize the prophetic. Thank you for touching our children and our elders even now, Father God. Father God, right now we decree and declare life, Father God, for your word declares that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Father God, right now, thank you, Father God, for honoring the words of each and every prophet and prophetess on this line, Father God. I want to lift up each and every prayer request and supplication before you, Father God. I want to thank you in advance, Father God, for seeing it done, Father God, in the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen, Father God, and we thank you for every utterance. We thank you for our Archbishop and our pastor and everyone on the line, and we seal this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, we thank you all for being present, and at this time we'll have the announcements. Prophetess Bethany. Prophetess Bethany, you may be speaking on mute. Amen. Prophet Joshua.
Yes, and yes. Thank you so much. Want to invite the people of God to come and join us tomorrow, same line, same time, for the Master Prophet on the conference line, and that's going to be at 9 a.m. You can also come and join us at noon for our Wisdom Class Wednesday, and it's going to have our very special host, Prophetess Terry Stinset, Prophetess Tanjula Du Bois, Prophetess Myra Moore, and Prophetess Olympia Castillo. So come and join the show at 12 noon. And then you can also come and join at 8 p.m. tomorrow, as we're also going to be doing a kind of a live rebroadcast of what the Master Prophet went over. Are there any other announcements?
Amen, and we just want to remember to come back onto the Midnight Cry at 11:58 p.m., and I want to challenge you to, amen, advertise the prayer on your Facebook page, your Instagram page, your Twitter pages. Usher the people in to the prayer room, amen, and allow God to minister unto them. Allow the spirit of evangelism to come upon you and share the good news that the prophets are praying. Prophet Joshua.
Amen. Love you, family. Have a good night. God bless you all.
God bless. Good night.
Good night.
God bless you.
Bless.